Hello and welcome to Geraumt, the podcast for information design and the environment. Another podcast in English. As our listeners know, we do podcasts in German and in English. And today I'm talking about a project that I like a lot. It's with a great speaking partner. We're talking to Marek Kundrata, who is an architect and a project manager in the IPR in Prague. IPR stands for the Prague Institute of Planning and Development, and it's basically a city organization that represents the city of Prague in all the zoning project proceedings. They create all the key city planning documents. They collect data about the city to produce studies and analysis. And they're doing one great thing as well, and I like that sentence a lot. Joseph, they have written as part of the IPR, the Center for Architecture and Metropolitan Planning. They are taking all necessary steps. They try to explain everything they do to the public. Marek is working for this organization and is responsible for one of the projects I really like a lot. He's responsible for an outdoor educational project. It's called Discover the Moldau, where they focus on all the kinds of educational projects that can somehow be connected with the river or about the river or the water. And he will tell us a lot more about this project, because that's the project we're going to talk about. And I'm very happy that I was connected to this project as well. As I said, I really like it for the focus, for the philosophy they have. So Marek, thank you for giving us your time and explaining this project to our listeners. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Yes. Hello, Christian. Thank you very much to inviting me here, and I'm very excited that I can share some ideas about the Moldau River in Prague, because it's fantastic phenomenon that river brings actually to inhabitants of Prague. Beauty on one side, it's a part of the history, maybe of course it's also a reason why the Prague is here and why it's shaped like it looks like today. It's part of the culture, history. It's also a natural highway, we can say. It's telling stories. It's a beautiful outdoor school. Also, we will talk a lot about education, but it's also maybe outdoor gym, or it's a meeting place for many people, and also it's a transport route. It's infrastructure. It brings energy. It's cooling the city. So it has many functions that is bringing to the city. And maybe our project is trying to highlight this and bring these informations through some interesting education and culture towards the inhabitants.
I like this connectiveness of the river. I can still remember when we did the workshop, when we had this full day that we took the bikes. And we went along the River Moldau just to look at all these places that are actually available that have a story to tell. And that was, I mean, even for me at that point, that was so educational. I can remember that I think we went till the, I think it was the Troja Valley at the very end, at one end of the Moldau, where you had, you know, it was like a natural park, and you're doing projects there and landscape planning there as well. And we had all these urban landscapes. So there was such a richness in different spaces that can be used for different kind of educational purposes. And that was just the landscape. Then when we did the workshop, and all these organizations popped up that had a story to tell. So bringing those together, I still think that's such a great project. And was that an objective from the very beginning in your project? Or were there some things that surprised you when it started?
Actually, our focus, as you mentioned, of our institution is planning and development. So first, we looked at the river from the perspective more of public spaces and the urban and landscape areas and planning projects like river revitalizations, mm-hmm. new embankments, new public spaces next to the river. But through the years, actually, this riverfront conception already was created 10 years ago in IPR, so kind of a basic concept for how should we deal with the river. But at that time, it actually lacked the cultural point of view. And through the time, we were connecting more and more projects that are being developed along the river and in Prague. We realized that these are really long-term projects for 5, 10, maybe 15 years mm-hmm. Ahead. And we need to do something now. We need to connect people. We need to use the potential of the places already at this moment, not 15 years in the future. So in every project, we tried to implement some smaller maybe exhibitions or walks, urban walks with the inhabitants, or maybe some concerts, some cultural events. And this kind of started to bring this idea that we should try to connect it more and more together, because it has so much potential, and so many stakeholders are already doing great things in their localities in the north or in the south or in the center, and we can be stronger if we do something together. Mm-hmm.
And what would you say if we talk about the public space along the river Moldau? What makes this place so special that you can actually use it to convey important messages? To teach mm-hmm. people or to mm-hmm. integrate people mm-hmm. about which topics? I mean, it's like a mm-hmm. double question. Which topics are there yeah. and what kind of places to actually support the quality of these projects or these topics? Mm-hmm.
I would say maybe that in many, many cities, the rivers play key roles in the development of the city, but also in the recreational and cultural use. But especially in Prague, we found out that we have many, many important institutions along the river, starting from galleries, universities, concert halls, and a national theater, and many more. So these it's interesting when we started to talk with them. All of them have this notion of the importance of the river, but almost none of them was directly working with the river. So with this discussion that started already a few years ago when we met at this project, and you were highlighting these potentials, so we really realized that we should the first thing to do would be to invite them to do some projects together. So I'm not sure if I answered your question, but maybe if I could mention this, we thought we can do a lot of things together, but maybe we can do some festival. Mm-hmm. Festival that we will call Discover the Moldau, the educational festival, that we will bring all of these stakeholders that are actually located next to the river, or they do something interesting with the water, and they can come for this one day to make some special events, some workshops for the kids, some talks, or some urban walks, and many more. We can talk about it. And actually, what was exciting, that everyone said yes. We had no single institution or a partner that would say, I'm not sure about it, maybe next year. All of them said yes, absolutely, we want to participate. And and so that's the start of the journey. Actually, that happened after our workshops together, when we were discussing this idea. So we started to work on it together with also another city partner organization that is called Creative Prague, that is working a lot with the culture and communities and actually in the terrain, in the public spaces of mm-hmm. Prague, and they helped us to prepare this event, the production of the event that was growing and growing. We actually joined together about 45 organizations and prepared a program for about 100 activities around the river for this fall, actually. So that was a big event planned for this fall. Unfortunately, the river has many sides, and maybe you've heard about yes. some floodings in Prague. So actually, unfortunately, the floods came for this term of the festival for the world. We planned it 22nd of October, which is the World River Day. And many rivers in Czech Republic, including Vltava, celebrated this day with floods. So it was very unfortunate, but of course it's a site of the river, and it's also we should talk and learn also about this this event.
Do you already have a new date for this festival? Will it take place? Because it sounds great and very inspirational.
We should invite every listener to come. It will be again next year in the World River Day, which will be 28th of October, 2025.
Mm-hmm. You were talking a lot about the cultural institutions that basically you connected to the project. Were there other important stakeholders that you identified that reacted to your project?
Yes, good question. It's not only about culture. It's also as I mentioned, the river is also part of the city infrastructure. So we included these technical organizations that are responsible for the Vltava River. For example, for the wastewater treatment, for the clean water distribution, drinking water distribution, also for the maintenance of the river, for the transport on the river. So we planned also some boat transport, some events that will show the how the city deals with the clean water mm-hmm. and the wastewater, some workshops for the kids, including this some excursions. Also, the river is a source of the energy, so there was excursions to the electricity power plants on the river. So yes, so these technical institutions, and then we have many other stakeholders. Some of them were, for example, Scout Institution, mm-hmm. that is based on the Vltava. So they were preparing some programs for kids. There was also some sport activities, some boats and motorboats clubs that participated. So I think everything that comes to your mind, it will be there next year.
So they will participate in this festival as well. So they're part of,
yes,
of
yes.
the overall program. I mean that was and still is one of the things I like the most and which I remember the most when we did this kickoff workshop was how many organizations and individuals participated and how they started talking together mm-hmm. and informing themselves what kind of projects they are actually doing. And you could see that this kind of joint interest in each other developing within this room. So if this kind of spirit has actually gone across, you know, this initial, I always see it as a stone that you throw, let's say, into a river, and you see the wave it makes, and the more stones that are thrown in, waves start to get connected, and I always perceive that as being something that is really valuable within a city. So at least I think what I can hear is that this kind of spirit has created waves and is still going. Is that correct?
Definitely. Even this obstacle with the floods that everyone said, yes, we want to continue. That's unfortunate, but it's not a problem. Let's do it next year and let's make this grow. But when I come back maybe to the workshops we had together, this internal workshops and also this workshop with the stakeholders, I remember one key thing that you brought to this discussion, and that in the beginning we focused a lot on the maybe physical elements, maybe some trail in the outdoor spaces, some physical posts or info system. So we discussed a lot of this, but you brought this idea of, you know, working more with the soft tissue of the stakeholders and of the activities and of some program together. So I think this was a really important shift to the project that from this time slowly happened in the process, and now we almost or we left the physical elements that could be nice to have along the river informing about these topics, but we left this aside a little bit and focused on the program that we could do together. So one of these ideas was also to and this we are intensively working on it at the moment, to create some website with a calendar of activities and also some educational materials that exist about the river and also that we have created through this year and last year with some other organizations, so for example with the gallery of City of Prague that has in this Troja Valley you mentioned in the north of Prague. Mm-hmm. They have a beautiful Baroque castle there, and but this castle is kind of divided from the river, even though it's located just next to the beautiful river there. And we we created some working lists for kids that connects these two topics. The river the river and the chateau.
I think this is a good point to ask these questions about. If you look at your project, and if you look at, let's say, other cities that have major rivers, what could they learn from your project? So if they want to do kind of the same thing, what are the big
actually,
learnings?
Yeah, of course.
Or is this a competitive advantage? Don't ask this question.
No, absolutely. Absolutely not. We were, as a first step, of course, we were looking abroad. What's interesting? What's happening elsewhere? And there are some activities around the river, but maybe what's kind of innovative that we did in this scale. Is that we said the river is a outdoor class that should be opened to anyone, and all partners on the river should join, yeah, and we will create something together. So I think that's very simple concept, but it's very hard to achieve, because you need a lot of time, you need a lot of enthusiasm, also money, because time is money also, but some political support. So this is maybe a recommendation to other cities: think big. And do small steps. That's what we did. Maybe last 3 years that we were focusing on this project.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you would consider to be important? Think big and take small steps. Mm-hmm. I like that saying, by the way.
Yeah. I think. The other thing we already discussed is to join together for this. If you create vision that everyone understands, that's like a very key thing, mm-hmm. and invite partners, but let them give them. Some different possibilities how they could join. If someone has a budget and will, they can do a lot. But if we tried also to find some very small possibilities for smaller partners that could join, for example, on the city center riverbanks. We said let's come together and you can do just talk or walk or some small workshop for the kids, mm-hmm. and it's manageable for them even within their budget to do so that helped a lot that we said no you don't have to do this or that. Just you decide what's comfortable for you, mm-hmm. and maybe next year you can do something bigger. Mm-hmm.
What would you say? So if we sum it together, how would you describe the current status of the project, and what will be the next steps that you want to take? The next small steps, or even medium or big ones?
Yeah. We talked about the festival and maybe the internet platform that are two kind of a visible steps that need to be achieved and successful. So that's waiting for next year. We are already planning it and focusing on that. And then there are many smaller kind of a pilot project that that we are kind of trying to support the stakeholders. For example, next week we are preparing this kind of workshop for the stakeholders to because we get some funding for this kind of learning, the creative and artistic ways of education. So mm-hmm. we are kind of trying to with this partner Creative Prague, we are trying to give them this knowledge how to, for example, make a nice exhibition, how to make a nice event for people that is understandable, fun, and beautiful at the same time. Because, for example, these technical institutions, they struggle. They have this idea, they love the topic, but the outcome sometimes is could be very, very poor. If they do an exhibition, outdoor exhibition, it's very technical. Mm-hmm. And hard to understand for the majority of people. So we are trying to give them the knowledge how to do it better. So this support of the stakeholders, I find also very very important. And then we are collaborating with this artist. Her name is Kateřina Šedá. She's very successful with these kind of community projects, and she can bring her enthusiasm to everyone. So she is kind of developing this program for the whole year, that you will get this Prague pass, that you will through the every stakeholder through the year would make some special events, that some special educational events you could join, and you can collect some stamps or points, and at the end her message is the Prague inhabitant is not the one who was born there or is mm-hmm. necessarily living there, but is the one who knows the Prague, who knows its river. So by getting to know this river through these small activities through the year, you are heading towards this one big event at the end of the year that she called like a baptism in Moldau. Yeah, nice. So that is kind of a artistic happening at the end, and this will collect the small events through the whole year, not just one festival.
And that's for the public, or is it like for the organizations? If you do like a workshop, like the kind of workshop you've mentioned regarding improving their know-how for doing their own. Don't find the word.
Yeah, it's for the
educational
general public.
Event.
It's for the general public, but the institutions will be responsible for offering their program. Mm-hmm. But the key is it's connected to river. People will learn something about the river, mm-hmm. and it's special in some way. So it's not just something they offer normally, but they should spice it a little bit. So mm-hmm. we have this this special partner, the National Theatre. When we were discussing this, they said, "Oh yes, we have this underground that is connected to the river. That in the past we were bringing all the material for the place through this special tunnel by boats from the river, so we could bring the people there and maybe make some special event there, and they could have some points in the pass for this. So,
if you, because you said it could be points or stamps, if you're looking at stamps, I'd say look at the Japanese stamp culture. I think they're doing a beautiful job in using stamps at every kind of destination. If you're there, you can collect these really beautiful stamps at the train station, at the monastery, at different, well, whoever. They even start creating like a picture out of several stamps you can collect. So it's really beautiful. And I like the stamp. The stamp is like something that is quite well positioned, like in the touristic context, and doesn't have only this, like, you know, like an official element. It has something of that, but it has this, like, again, soft tissue, this feeling about it that is more than just, you know, getting approval by a stamp. I like stamps. I think you can do great things with stamps and really help, can use them to help to connect places and people, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Talking about stamps reminded me of one thing that we have forgotten to mention, because 16 of these key stakeholders that are participating are signing or have already signed this memorandum about participation on this educational project, and so it's just a hot news that we are making it public tomorrow.
Excellent.
So tomorrow means in 13th of November. So so probably when our listeners are listening, they might already have heard about it, or they could find it out that this kind of official document of declaration of the will is official already, and with some stamps or also
you get like the founding document, the official one.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Marek, thank you very much for all these insights into this project. And I'm looking forward to see how it goes on. I think there's many very inspiring things going on. And to our listeners, I will put some additional information in our section with the links to the IPR, to some of the projects. If there are links available, I will check that out with Marek. And I'd say if you have comments, wishes, it's still always our email address. It's podcast@geraumt.com. So send them there. And Marek, thank you very much for all this information and for your time to do that podcast.
Thank you, Christian, very much for your professional collaboration and for the invitation to the podcast. Thank you.